So we have a microphone. We have working modems and everything. After many numerous technical difficulties, things seem to be on the mend. Even with that said, though, I was still just out of fatigue and weariness not going to do this on show. But then I saw on the page, I saw Vanimon say that he was going to camp out on the first page of the Deadpan site and wait to get the first comment. So after seeing that, I figured, oh, what the hell, we've got to do an on show. And sorry, it's only an on show. I still have some Christmas leftover comments, content, which we'll make it into a full-length episode eventually, maybe next week. Lopan said, "So, I'm playing Devo's Red Eye Express while doing dishes. The chorus is, quote, gone, 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 the Red Eye Express, close quote, over and over again, ellipsis. And from the living room, I hear my son chanting, bomb, 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 I like bread, ellipsis. And now that all I'll ever hear when I hear that song." The Energizer Bunny says, "I think I'm going to strangle a few people at work. I'm pretty sure I can claim justified homicide, at the very least, insanity caused by stupidity." Retro says, "And what is the perforated, ellipsis thing for?" And a long one, a really long one from CJ. "Ugh, I posted to the wrong comment, dash, here we go again, ellipsis. Took the kids to see Hugo. Sarah loved it, I loved it, ellipsis. Fletcher is still 6 years old. It's really long for a kid that age to sit through. I'd like to play back a conversation had during the movie. Parentheses, disclaimer, if I did text during the movie, I kept my phone all the way down inside my blouse so as not to disturb other patrons with the light. Close parentheses. Scene, watching movie. Fletcher, mommy, I have to poo. Me, right now, can't you hold it? Fletcher, I don't know. Is it almost over? Me, text to Lost Ralph. How long is this movie? Lost Ralph, that bad, huh? 2 hours, 6 minutes. Me, it's good. Fletcher has to poo. Lost Ralph, oh, bad timing. Me, Fletcher, do you want to go to the bathroom? There's almost an hour left. Fletcher, no, I can hold it. Fletcher then lies down and goes to sleep." Ed from Texas got very serious, said, "I think this guy makes some good points, although I do have to disagree with the last point. While I don't think trade barriers should allow domestic companies to be inefficient, I do think a nation's government has a strategic interest in promoting and protecting jobs within its own borders. http://www.forbes.com/site/artcardin/2010/09/20/free market doesn't mean pro business. Ditto. Says, doobie doobie doo. DJ Bunny says, "Ah, another shaky cam flick. Don't get me started on those." And the first of the week, Vanimond, of course, says, "What? No comments. It's 11:11 a.m. GMT. All right, so there is audio. And hopefully next week we'll actually put out episode number 226. On just over the horizon, we have the kid, the long-awaited kid episode. We also will have startup of the earbuds segments again. So let me know if you're interested. We'll do it the new way, the, you know, partnering off earbuds thing. And actually, we have our High Fidelity Palooza coming up soon, which we'll have to come up with a good name for. But in the meantime, read the book by Nick Hornby. Watch the film starring John Cusack. And in the meantime, send in crap to fill out the shows. The voicemail is 480-788-JMDP. Or you can email stuff to me. That's sphericaljackm@gmail.com or jack@jackmanga.com will do. Also, think about the week after Easter. What was that? April 14th-ish. Think about that for coming to Arizona. Just need a few more commitments. We've already gotten some people who've given it the thumbs up. Just need a few more commitments to make it official. All right, and that is all. Thank you for being on, and hopefully we'll finally do a full length soon. Deadpan is the way. Thank you. Good night. Mush.